Indie bands on tour, take one. One, two, three, four. On a San Francisco roof, there's a Pennsylvania group. See the drum kit in the van. See the duct tape on the stand. On a West Virginia lawn, Salt Lake City band goes on. See the mattress on the floor. See a tip jar by the door. All day, driving far with NPR. All night, patching chords and mixing boards. Indie bands on tour. Woo! Backyard, a Gainesville gal is drumming hard. See the pedals at her shoes. See the nine volts hanging loose. In a Bronx silk screen in space. A Texas kid sound checks a bass. On an endless human search. With a drummer selling merch. All day, driving west for GPS. All night, coffee ground in college towns. Touring all around. Ooh, ooh. In a basement with two lamps, there's four bands and there's no amps. See them find a place to eat. See them save the gas receipt. And in the South by Southwest heat, a Portland band rolls down the street to an alleyway so dark there. You can load in but you can't park there. All day, no stop until the food co-op. All night, unload and get the Wi-Fi code. Bands on the road. At a Detroit college gym, a New York City band plugs in. They got no sound check, but they're cool. They got one big fan at this school. They showed up way ahead of time. They emailed ahead to WG9. Tour book says tomorrow's close. Traveling home to the East Coast. $400, the check's been mailed. Every song gets really nailed. And the merch is flying out. And that's what life's about. All day. All night.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 255. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. We start things off this week with a track by the Jeffrey Lewis and Peter Stemphill band. You know Jeffrey Lewis's name from this podcast, but if the name Peter Stemphill doesn't mean anything to you, he is a member of the Holy Modal Rounders, or half of the duo that made up that 60s folk psychedelic band. This is the group's second collaboration. The album is Hey Hey It's, and the name of the song I played there was Indie Bands on Tour. It's a self-release on Jeffrey Jeffrey Lewis's own label, and came out back in May of this year. I didn't even know this happened. I was just looking through the used bin and found it, and that made me very happy. Picked that up, and it's a very solid album with some very great tracks, and that song right there is exactly what being on tour with an indie band is like. Okay, I've got lots of music for you this week, actually. Let's go ahead and get into it. Next, I've got a track that is the forerunner for my song of the year. This is Superchunk with Me and You and Jackie Matu.
Yeah.
What a great little set there. We started things off with Superchunk with the song Me and You and Jackie Mattoo, and that is from the band's new album, I Hate Music, out August 20th on Merge Records. Band, of course, out of Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Been around forever and been back for, I don't know, a few years now, and I am so happy to have them back. That song is nothing but wonderful there. After them, we heard from Kansas City's own Man Bear. That song is called Gotta Go, and it's on the band's EP Infinity Cat, which came out December of last year, December 2012, self-release there as well. Band that mixes T-Rex with the Big Star and Replacements pretty well. That recording there could use a little love, but the band assures me that the new album, which they're working on now, just sounds wonderful. I guess I should let you know the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. There's really nothing more to it. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. I'll play it and we'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, get new music that's really good, and keep you coming back week after week to hear it. Coming up next, we're going to stick with a Kansas City band. This is Grenadina with the song Hot Mess.
Watch that girl, smart mouth, she'll get up.
And aren't you tired? Just let it come. Just one day is all it takes to ingrain you into my brain. Then who's to say that tomorrow you won't see a pretty girl who isn't me? You'll be chained to an idea, it's sprouting. But just know that even she, random girls seen on the street, is nothing more than imagery, a mirage of something cheap and fleeting. And though hours it may take, driving here, arriving late, to my doorstep, find your way. The porch swings, waiting for that lover's sway. The midnight's dwindling light and tide embrace. The words I say, but never quite relate. The way I've died to tell you every day I love you. If just one day is all it takes to erase my memory from your brain, I'd still feel safe knowing at one time you kept our love affair inside a nest, tucked away inside your chest, free from breeze and other means of distress. It will be preserved, every wit and word in my head. And just know that with the waves that you downwired interstates through the phone, the words I say may seem something very vague, but just listen in between the varied pauses to retreat the subtle meaning in the simplest words. These birds, they rest there, build their nest there. We are their home. Love you even if birds and years have come and went, no length or distance is relevant to me. You stop my heart and slow the beat. You stop my heart and slow the beat till you are with me.
Set of just the ladies there, purely by happenstance, of course, nothing planned on the Too Much Rock podcast. We're winding up here with the track by Laguerre. The song is Lover's Sway, and it's on the new EP Violent, which will be out August 20th on Record Machine. Laguerre, of course, the project of Caitlin Conroy from Cowboy Indian Bear. After her last EP came out in May, this one's a quick follow-up, and it feels a bit transitional. It's a bit more electronic than the past, and some of the ideas aren't as fully fleshed, but maybe she's telling us where she's heading with her new project, and boy, what a voice that woman has. Before that, we heard from Tanya Donnelly with the song Mass Ave. You'll find that on the Swan Song Series Volume 1, just came out on August 6th, self-release there, I believe. Tanya back doing work, and I'm so happy about that. This is the first of three planned EPs, and I'm sure I will feature songs from each of those. And then we started the set off with Grenadina with the song Hot Mess. That's on the band's EP Get Shallow, which doesn't come out until September 4th. I believe they'll self-release that one as well. The band is light years ahead of where they were with the last EP. Recording quality is great, and they've really firmed some things up. Still, they're a young band, and while all the ideas don't exactly work, there's just unlimited potential there with that band. Well, I see I'm out of time, so let's go ahead and get the business out of the way. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 255. I'm your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, really nothing new happened on the Too Much Rock website last week. But looking forward, I'm going to be covering Mammoth Life at the Brick on the 15th. On the 15th, Cherokee Rock Rifle, Goodfoot, and someone else are combining to play the music of Stillwater, the fictional band from the almost famous movie. And then that movie will be playing at the Alamo Draft House on the 15th, which would be a lot of fun. So check that one out if you can. On the 16th, Bob Mould is playing at the Bottleneck, and you know I'll be there. Somebody might choose Mammoth Life on the 16th at Jackpot as well. Looking past that, I'm going to disappear for a while up to Toronto, catch Riot Fest, because there's no way you're going to keep me from seeing a Reunited Replacements. And I won't even be back in time for Oh Brother at the Record Bar on the 1st, which is sad. I may be back in time the 9th, though, to see K Flay at the Record Bar, the 10th Downfall of G at the Riot Room, the 14th Murder by Death at the Record Bar, and the 18th Paul Collins at the Record Bar. The 21st of September, you'll find Rancid at the Granada, the 27th Fiedler at Czar Bar. And peeking into October already, Quasi playing the Record Bar on the 4th, Harmar Superstar playing the Riot Room on the 5th, and John Spencer playing the Record Bar on the 7th. So something to look forward to there. We're going to end things off this week with a track by Spaceships. They are a LA kind of garage bedroom punk band is normally not something I'm into, though reading interviews with the band, they were just hilarious. So a lot of fuzz, a lot of haze, and a lot of weed, I think, makes this band go around. We're going to play the song Ghost, and there's a video for this one as well. It is on the new album Cool Breeze Over the Mountains, which came out July 25th on Mock Records. Of course, Cool Breeze Over the Mountains is the translation of Keanu, and the band has a unhealthy fixation with Keanu Reeves. I'm sure some of you do as well. So we're going to end things here. This is Spaceships with the song Ghost. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.